Unit 4. I used to be afraid of the dark. Section A. Activity 1B. Listen. Bob is seeing some friends for the first time in 4 years. What did his friends used to look like?
Conversation 1.
Mario, is that you?
Yeah, it is. It's Bob. Hey guys, it's Bob. I haven't seen you for 4 years.
Yeah, I'm here with my parents. We're visiting for a couple of days. Wow, Mario, you look different. You used to be short, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Now I'm tall, and so are you.
That's true. And you used to wear glasses.
Conversation 2.
Hey, Amy, it's great to see you.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Fine. Wow, you've changed.
Really? How?
You used to have short hair.
You remember that? Yes, I did.
And you used to be really tall.
Not anymore. You're taller than me now, Bob.
Conversation 3.
Hiya, Bob.
Hi, Tina. You've changed too.
Oh, yeah?
You have blonde hair.
Yeah, it used to be red, didn't it?
And it's straight.
Yeah, it used to be curly.
Section A. Activity 2A. Listen and check the words you hear.
Hey, Steve. Over here. Don't you remember me?
Oh, wow. You're Paula, aren't you?
That's right. We were in the same science class during grade 8.
Yes, now I remember. You used to be really quiet, didn't you? I remember you were always silent in class.
Yeah. I wasn't very outgoing. I was never brave enough to ask the teachers any questions.
Well, but you were always friendly. And you got a better grade in science than I did, haha. And I remember you were really good in music class, too. Wait a minute. Did you used to play the piano?
Yes, I did. But now I'm more interested in sports. I play soccer almost every day, and I'm on a swim team. But I still play the piano from time to time.
Wow, you're so active. People sure change.
Section A, Activity 2B. Listen again and complete the chart about how Paula has changed.
Hey, Steve. Over here. Don't you remember me?
Oh, wow. You're Paula, aren't you?
That's right. We were in the same science class during grade 8.
Yes, now I remember. You used to be really quiet, didn't you? I remember you were always silent in class.
Yeah. I wasn't very outgoing. I was never brave enough to ask the teachers any questions.
Well, but you were always friendly. And you got a better grade in science than I did, haha. And I remember you were really good in music class, too. Wait a minute. Did you used to play the piano?
Yes, I did. But now I'm more interested in sports. I play soccer almost every day, and I'm on a swim team. But I still play the piano from time to time.
Wow. You're so active. People sure change.
Section A. Activity 2D. Role play the conversation.
This party is such a great idea.
I agree. It's been 3 years since we last saw our primary school classmates.
It's interesting to see how people have changed.
Billy has changed so much. He used to be so shy and quiet.
Yeah, his face always turned red when he talked to girls.
I used to see him reading in the library every day.
That's because he was a really good student. He studied hard and got good scores on his exams.
Did he used to wear glasses?
Yes, and he used to be thin, too. But look how big and strong he is now.
He's so popular now. Look at all the girls around him.
Section A, Activity 3A. Read the article and identify the paragraphs in which the following information appears. Number the information 1 to 3. From shy girl to pop star. For this month's Young World magazine, I interviewed 19-year-old Asian pop star Candy Wong. Candy told me that she used to be really shy and took up singing to deal with her shyness. As she got better, she dared to sing in front of her class, and then for the whole school. Now she's not shy anymore and loves singing in front of crowds. I asked Candy how life was different after she became famous. She explained that there are many good things, like being able to travel and meet new people all the time. I didn't used to be popular in school, but now I get tons of attention everywhere I go. However, too much attention can also be a bad thing. I always have to worry about how I appear to others, and I have to be very careful about what I say or do. And I don't have much private time anymore. Hanging out with friends is almost impossible for me now because there are always guards around me. What does Candy have to say to all those young people who want to become famous? Well, she begins slowly, you have to be prepared to give up your normal life. You can never imagine how difficult the road to success is. Many times I thought about giving up, but I fought on. You really require a lot of talent and hard work to succeed. Only a very small number of people make it to the top.